COVID may prove to be a major turning point for childcare. The pandemic revealed just how critical this service is for families, workers, employers, and everyone else. As part of our week-long focus on the cost of childcare, WBUR's Carrie Young and Max Larkin take a closer look at the growing political energy that could drive big change.
So it's safe to say that the politics around childcare are kind of having a moment right now. I mean, just ask anyone who spends time on Beacon Hill, like Amy O'Leary, the director of the advocacy group Early Education for All.
I feel like it's a long time coming.
O'Leary says she's been blown away by all of the attention that her field is getting from lawmakers.
Oftentimes we have heard in early education and care, like, we'll get to you, just wait, it's not your turn yet.
It now appears to be their turn, Carrie. Look no further than the state budget that's taking shape right now. The Senate plan would allocate over $1 billion to the child care industry next year. That's up over $200 or $300 million compared to pre-COVID support. And much of it would go to enshrine pandemic relief measures. So bumping up worker pay, helping providers weather inflation, increasing subsidies to low-income families, among other things.
To people in the field, this focus from lawmakers can't come fast enough. The childcare industry runs on a really precarious balance. Most providers don't make very much money. They often struggle to support their own families, and at the same time, the cost to parents who need childcare is a big challenge for their budgets.
Right. And COVID intensified all of that. I spoke to Colin Jones, who's a senior policy analyst at the Mass Budget and Policy Center, and he said the pandemic almost pushed the whole system to the brink of collapse.
Nearly one in five centers, over 10% of total childcare capacity, has closed since March of 2020. So that's a dynamic that we have to keep in mind as we go about this. It's not, yeah, we can take 3 years to figure out the policy. That isn't an option here.
So for those of us that aren't policy wonks, it does usually take about 3 years to get big policy changes through, which is why some people have decided not to wait, and they're taking matters into their own hands.
Yeah, the Newtown School in Cambridge is one of those places. I was actually there just the other day. To set the scene for you, Carrie, it's right outside Harvard Square, and it's kind of a dream childcare center. You've got small groups, little art classes, pretty diverse enrollment. And it's run by Caitlin Malloy, who took over as director just 2 years ago. When she got there, she was alarmed to find that even her wonderful little school had this problem of high teacher turnover.
What's happening is we don't pay them enough, right? Yes, we can keep, like, scotch taping this together for a while, but we're really going to risk the quality of our programming.
Man, that term scotch tape really stays with you.
Yeah, it's pretty vivid. Malloy says she knew she had to do something about it, something bold. So she hatched this plan to nearly double her teacher's pay to around $60,000 a year, all while trying to keep the family tuition the same.
Okay, wait, that equation doesn't really add up. How is that even possible?
Here's the thing. In a normal year, it would not be possible. But then the pandemic and the government response kind of changed the math. Newtown, like lots of childcare centers, usually runs on this super thin profit margin. But now they had a PPP loan in hand, emergency state grants, and so they were sort of uncommonly flush. So Malloy went to her board, and they decided to couple all that support with funds that the school had saved and gave those big raises. And so far, she says it has worked. The employees she really values, who are mostly young women, they are, for now, sticking around.
And there were people that just said, wow, this actually makes it feel like it can be a career. I had teachers saying things like that to me, and then, that's what you want.
Now, it should be noted, Carrie, that the Newtown School is kind of an outlier. It has the resources and the family support to make this work. And even with all of that, Malloy says the program only has enough funding to continue paying more at no added cost to families for 3 or 4 years. So she calls it a leap of faith. She's hoping that the world outside, probably the state or the federal government, will come to the rescue, and soon with more financial backing.
I mean, it kind of is the perfect time to take that leap. Childcare leaders say COVID really was a turning point. Noni Lasso, the chair of the state's Board of Early Education and Care, says it brought this issue into sharp focus because people saw just how important childcare is for workers and to keep the economy going.
For the first time ever, I think lots of other actors in the system were entirely affected by people's lack of childcare. And that was an unprecedented national scenario.
So this is a big reason lawmakers are talking about increased funding for childcare in the state's budget. And it feels like there may be the political will to do even more.
It's true. But then, Carrie, political will is a tricky thing. It doesn't always translate into real change. Like President Biden's Build Back Better bill contained probably the most ambitious federal effort to overhaul childcare in 50 years. But that bill is at best on ice for now. And here in Massachusetts, there was the Common Start bill that aimed at increasing childcare worker salaries, capping what families pay at 7% of their income, and that bill has also stalled.
Okay, I hear you. Some of this legislation may not go anywhere, but there is one bill in Massachusetts that does have a good shot. It would dramatically expand who qualifies for state assistance on childcare. So, for example, a family of four making a little over $100,000 a year could still qualify. And Amy O'Leary from Early Education for All tells me even if these bills end up taking a few legislative sessions to pass, she's still really optimistic.
We are really hopeful between the state budget process and the legislation that's pending that we are going to see significant progress.
Carrie, in all of this reporting, we heard it again and again from new parents that the American approach to childcare is too often figure it out, like this really fragile, really important phase of life for both parents and for kids. It comes with this private puzzle of budgeting and logistics and lots of anxiety.
But then the pandemic spread that anxiety all around. Like if you're a business owner, elected official, even a downstairs neighbor, the flaws in the childcare system became your problem too.
So whatever bills pass or don't pass in the months ahead, that feels like the real change here. It feels like more of us see now that the cost of childcare is a problem that we all share.